Reva Babes, this is Alyssa, CEO and co-founder of RevAssist Training and Development Center. We provide both paid and free training for aspiring real estate virtual assistants, equipping you with hands-on experiences that will help you understand the real tasks of a Reva even before you land a client.
So this show is created to be the safe sanctuary for aspiring freelancers, providing encouraging and inspiring stories, as well as Reva or freelancing advice and information from other VAs, coaches, and gurus. Welcome to the RevaPod, where real estate virtual assistants call home. Yung guest natin today, guys, sabi ko sa kanya, wala pa kayo kanina. Sabi ko, pinapanood ko lang siya sa YouTube. No joke to, ha. Hindi dahil sa guest natin siya. Pero pinapanood ko lang siya. Kasi dati lang talaga akong idea about podcast. Tapos, ang simple lang niya magpaliwanag. Yung iba kasi napanood ko, parang ang hirap intindihin. Hindi ko talaga naintindihan. Or dahil siguro English, pwede, di ba? Pero sa kanya, mas mabilis kong nag-grasp yung idea about podcasting. Lalo na, nung nakita ko yung, alam ko meron siya dating tip na na hindi naman kailangan ng super fancy na mic. Yung mic ko nga ngayon, Shopee lang to. Pero nakapag-start kami ng podcast, and ngayon, guest na namin siya, o diba? Yes! So, sige na natin patatagalin. Papakalala ko na sa inyo yung maganda nating guest, si Madam Elon!
Grabe yung kinabahan ako ang isa. Grabe yung pa-intro. Maraming salamat sa 10 million, ilan ba yung natin dyan? 10 million viewers
14
natin. 14 million viewers. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening sa inyong lahat.
Ayan. Madam Elo, ipakilala ka naman sa amin.
Ayan. So, ano bang tawag mo sa viewers mo, Isa? May tawag ka ba sa kanila? Or
Reva Babe.
Ay! Ang ganda nun, yung Reva Babe. So, mga Reva Babes dyan, magandang tanghali sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Eloy, and if you are following on TikTok, meron akong pinapatawag ko sa akin sa sarili ko is Chang. So, doon ko pina-follow si Isa kasi gustong-gusto ko yung yung wig niya nung una. So, yun talaga yung parang na-inspire ako kasi parang she always show up doon sa TikTok. And then hindi ko alam paano kami nagkaroon ng pagkakataon to also share something with our community. Pero masaya ako na naandirito ako. Later, I am going to share with you very actionable things na pwede niyong pagsimulan, especially if you are a newbie freelancer. So, ayan. Pero ako, ang ginagawa ko talaga, Isa, is ever since yung nag-start ako, parang 2016, podcast, virtual assistant ako. Yun lang talaga yung ginagawa ko. Editing, show notes, and then eventually throughout the years, nag-scale din kami. We eventually launched a course para sa mga aspiring podcast managers, and then later on, build our own mini team. So, ayun.
Pero, how long are you in the industry?
Alam mo, 2016 ako nag-start talaga. So, 6 years na kami na ganito yung ginagawa.
Galing. Pero, nung time na nagsisimula po pa kayo, may idea na kayo about podcast or related ba siya sa past job ninyo?
Hindi. Kasi ako OFW ako. Nung araw kasi, kundi nyo natatanong, uso yung mga pagta-Taiwan. So, nag-Taiwan ako after kong magtrabaho dito sa atin. And then, after kong mag-Taiwan, pagbalik ko, ang uso is call center agent, yung mga BPO. So, ang trabaho talaga, before ako nag-transition to working from home, is call center agent ako. Bali, 7 years ako nag-call center agent. Tapos, subscriber ako ng newsletter ni Brother Bo Sanchez. So, from one of his newsletter, pinakilala niya si Jomar Hilario. Si Jo Marhilar, yun ang time na yun. Siya lang yung parang kilala kong nagtuturo ng online marketing tsaka virtual professional. Tapos, every Monday, nagwe-webinar siya. Tapos, umaattend ako kahit may pasok ako. Nag-i-stream ako ng webinar niya. Tapos, in one of his webinar, naging guest niya yung naging mentor namin ni Se, which is si Natasha Rivera. Si Natasha noon, kaya ako naka-resonate sa kanya kasi pares kami, hindi kami college graduate. Tapos pares kaming nag-call center. So sabi ko, i-stop ko nga tong taon to. Ang luckily for me, nung time na yon is hindi pa kasi gaano malaki yung mga Facebook group. So talaga, piling-pili lang talaga yung sinasalihan kong Facebook group noon. Pero in-stop ko siya dun sa Facebook group niya. Tapos, siya, parang naghanap siya ng interns. Nag-apply ako as one of the interns. So from that internship, isa sa tinuturo niya is podcast editing tsaka show notes writing. So yun, doon nagsimula. Kaya ako nagustuhan yung eto na lang yung gagawin ko talaga until now. Ayun, medyo mahaba.
Sinabi kong intern, may bayad po ba kayo noon or wala?
Wala. At saka aware ako na wala kami talagang bayad. Kasi we also have to take into consideration yung time na magtuturo siya eh. Kasi newbie. Di ba pag newbie, it will save her more time kung hindi na lang siya magte-train ng newbie. Pero ang ginawa niya is she went out of her own way. Naturuan kami talaga. As in, turo talaga. Actually, hindi lang podcast production ang tinuturo niya noon. Ang dami niyang tinuro sa amin. Virtual assistants talaga yung tinuro niya. It's just that kami ni Se, dito kami nag-stick sa skills at saka sa niche na to. Pero talaga siya, sinaga ko talaga siya na free. And then eventually, nung siguro nakita niya yung improvement, no, and then she saw the potential in us, nag-o-offer na siya noon ng mga pasundot-sundot na paid gig pa nga nun eh, pa isa-isang show notes, ganyan. So, ayun, ganun.
Grabe. Alam mo, tsaka parang ngayon ko na-realize, kasi parang minsan, na dumadami na yung real estate VAs. Is it time for me to jump on another niche? Pero ngayon, dahil sa sinabi mo, dun ko napatunayan na 3 years pa lang ako, meron pa akong another 3 years bago ako mag-isip. Diba? So, kailangan ko talagang mag-stick dito. So, thank you. Ayan. Hindi ko na pala tagalin kasi alam ko napakaganda nung lesson mo. So, I will give you the floor and everybody, mag-take down notes tayo. Pero, bibigay ni Chang yung PDF. So, thank you, Chang.
Ayan, thank you. So, if any of you has any questions, lagay nyo lang sa comment section and then later on, address natin siya kung may mga tanong kayo. So, but for today, I would like to say thank you muna kay Isa. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share with your community, our Reva babes and Reva guys. May mga boys din. So, today, I wanted to share with you how you can launch your client's podcast in less than 30 days, even if you are a newbie. Today, what I will be covering are just 3 agendas. Yung state ng podcasting, ano na ba ito? Baka naman saturated na to, Chang. And then second is the step-by-step process on how you can launch a podcast at ano ang possible for you after the presentation. So, my name is Eloisa and I am the owner of Severs Media. It is a registered business that does podcast production company that helps entrepreneurs, CEOs, and B2B coaches create their own podcasts and share their expertise into the world. With 6 years of my audio experience in the podcast industry, nakapag-launch na po ako ng more than 50 plus shows. And combine all of these shows, nag-garner sila ng 3 million downloads in total. And meet my small and mighty team, ang The Severs Media team, where we turn your listeners from cold to sold. Actually, kulang pa to ng 3. Sa susunod pa pa-photoshop ko na sila para kompleto kami. And then, not only that, Se and I, the other half, ang aking work wifey sa ValuePod, we co-founded ValuePod Mentoring Program, where we help aspiring podcast managers become an indispensable podcast producers. At hindi lang po yun, nakita na din po kami, nagkaroon na rin po kami ng pagkakataon to be invited in some of the Facebook lives, and that will be including ISA's community. And the recently, we are also an event organizer. Medyo nasasaya ako dito. We are also an event organizer because last July, we were able to do an offline event, the Podcast Production and Marketing Mastermind in Honeycomb, Manila. And then last September, ginawa rin po namin ito online, ni Se. At syempre, before we start, I wanted to know the temperature of the room. Kasi magtatanong ako, what is a podcast? Meron ba ditong mga listeners ng podcast? Kung meron, ano lang, type nyo lang na 1 or type 2 kung ano po yung podcast, kung wala talaga kayong idea. Pero syempre, i-explain ko na lang sa inyo, if any of you doesn't really have an idea what is a podcast, syempre, ang podcast po ay isang digital audio file. Ay, ayan, nakita ko si Isa, si Summer, si Jamie. So, they are a listener of a podcast. So, thank you. So, sa hindi po po familiar on what a podcast is, ito po ay digital audio file, recording that discusses a specific topic. Similar po ito sa pagkakaroon ng own radio show. Ang kaibahan lang po nito sa mga radio, yung programa sa radio, is ito pong podcast is you can listen to it at your preferred airtime and frequency. And ano na mga ba ang state of podcasting ngayon? I will be sharing with you some statistics, trends, and analysis para po maintindihan natin kung meron ba talagang ano, may pag-asa pa ba kung newbie ako and I am going to go this route. So sabi po ng isang napuntahan ko yung Podcast Intelligence website, they said that podcasting will be a $94.88 billion industry by the time that we reach 2028. At from the recently concluded Infinite Dial 2022 done by Edison Research, Wondery, and Art19, sinabi nito na from the US population alone, 226 million are familiar with the word podcast. And out of that, 200 plus million, 177 million po ang listeners in the US alone. Pero syempre, baka tanong nyo sa akin, siyang naman, US lang ba talaga? So, paano po kung ang dami-dami na nagpo-podcast sa US? Do not fret, because based on the research of Buzzsprout, ang sabi nila that there are also some countries who is growing the interest when it comes to podcasting. So, the opportunity for you not to only serve US market is beyond the US. And sabi nung isa sa mga tinitingala kong halige when it comes to podcasting, he said that for every 2,000 bloggers covering a topic, there is only one podcaster. At kapag women, ang ratio is 7,500 to 1. Now, if you want to stand out from the crowd, you podcast. So, sino ba sa inyo ang interesado na ang matuto ng how you can launch a podcast in less than 30 days? Type nyo nga dyan sa comment section, Chang, let's go! Pero sige, habang nagtatype kayo dyan, I wanted to start with introducing me, Se and I. Kami po ay host ng The Value Podcast Show. Yung i-share ko po sa inyo is how we were able to launch this podcast ng kaming dalawa lang ni Se. And then later, I'm going to let you know what other things that you can do for your own prospects and your clients. So, The Value Podcast Show once ranked number 1 in the how-to category here in the Philippines. Ang content po namin ay based on the questions that we gathered from inside our Facebook group, the community, and our very own experience. Sa isang launch, dapat you always have to have an outline. So, ito, pinaka-basic ito na outline ng isang launch plan. Una, anong kailangan mo? What is needed? Ito yung mga prerequisites prior to you creating or launching a podcast. Then second, ito na yung magic part where you create the podcast. And then the third, would be the publish, and then the last one would be promotion. What is needed? Tatanungin nyo, Chang, ano ba ang kailangan talaga when you are trying to launch a podcast? Magsimula tayo sa tools and software, katulad ng microphone. Siyempre, audio ang ating isho-showcase. So, make sure that you have a decent microphone, a recording software, kasi saan ba natin ire-record ang mga topics natin? Hosting, saan natin ilalagay ang mga episode? Dapat ito may bahay. And then the fourth one is the storage. Siyempre, kailangan naman we keep all our content in one safe place. And then the last would be if you are going to distribute this to Apple, make sure you have the Apple Podcast ID. Magta-translate yan dito sa ginawa namin ni Seth. So first, we created our Apple Podcast ID. And then we get our equipment and tools and software. Affordable na dynamic microphone is what we are using. Currently, I'm using an Audio Technica. I believe you can purchase this in less than 4,000. Pinakamagandang isa pang dynamic microphone na may sasuggest ko would be the Samsung Q2U. That's less than 4,000 also. San kami nag-record ni Se? Dati, we use Zoom. And then, since nagkaroon din kami ng face na nire-repurpose namin yung aming mga Facebook Live from StreamYard into a podcast episode. And then, eto na talaga yung nag-stick kami. This is the best recording software na may isasuggest ko to all of you, especially if you are also looking for a free software, yung Zencastr. Wala akong masabi dito, they have the best customer service team. They are user-friendly. So if you are going to recommend a software to your clients, ito yung pinakamare-recommend ako. And then we use Captivate.fm for hosting and for para housing ng ano namin, for safety, we put it all in Google Drive. Now, anong sunod na mga ginawa namin is it? In doing a podcast, you also have to make sure that there is a market fit. Meron bang demand? Meron bang makikinig? So, what we did is we went to the boardroom and then answer, sinong audience, anong problema, at anong mabibigay nating solusyon. That translated to this. Ang audience namin ni Se are freelancers, indie podcasters, and podcast managers. Anong problema nila? Lack of skills and do not know how to get clients. Anong solusyon namin ni Se? Through the podcast, we give actionable steps that they can start doing. At hindi lang yon. Other than sa malalaman nyo kung may demand ba yung ganong mga topic, we also make it a point na meron kaming pagdadalhan sa aming mga listeners. That's when we also find out our listener journey. Ito, pinakasimpleng explanation nito would be the funnel. If any of you are familiar with the sales funnel, yun yung how you take them from this to this. Now, in the podcast translation, in how we interpret it, Mise, we were able to, how we convert a listener to someone who can probably purchase some of our courses. So, we have to make sure that we know the goals for each episode. Alam namin how to capture the leads. At syempre, dapat meron kaming irresistible offer. Now, this translates to what we do for our listeners is we want them to join the group. Once they join the group, nandoon na po lahat ng resources. And sometimes, once in a while, we also provide lead magnets. That's how we capture the leads. And then after that, once na love na nila kami, we offer the paid two-on-one sessions, the paid workshops, and of course, our signature offer, the ValuePod Bootcamp. Other assets na kailangan nyo, not only those three na sinabi ko, meron pa kayong dapat na siguraduhin na meron kayo right before you launch a podcast. At yun, syempre kailangan ng title. Diba kailangan natin ng show name and subtitle. Now, subtitle, that's going to be optional. Pero show name, you make sure that this is something na hinahanap ng inyong mga listeners. And baka may magtatanong sa inyo, sabihin nyo, bakit naman kayo, Chang, the Value Podcast Show? disclaimer lang, no? Kasi kami ni Se, nauna yung ValuePod before kami nag-podcast. So we already have the community. Meron na kaming foundation, may community na kami, may assets na kami right before we created a podcast. Now, if it's going to be the way around, yung sa, ano nyo, sa mga kliyente nyo, wala pang community, wala pa kahit anong assets, crucial part of launching a podcast would be on the show name. Kasi you have to make sure that this is either, do not make it look cute. You don't need a cute name. You need a cute name kung ikaw ay malalaking tao ka na. Pero if you wanted to really help your clients talaga na mag-succeed dito, you have to make sure maganda yung show name. And then second is description and keywords. Other than the show name, since sinabi ko nga na dapat hinahanap nila, that will also fall under the description. Dapat merong connect ang title nyo at saka yung podcast description nyo. And syempre yung show format. Ano ba to? Interview, solo, or case study, or live na podcast. So, dapat alam nyo rin ito. Length and frequency. Gano'ng kahaba? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, or 2 hours? Frequency. Is it going to be every day, weekly, monthly, or every quarter lang? And also, this is optional. If your clients need yung music for the intro, outro, and the transitions, you also have to prepare this. And then yung artwork, syempre, kailangan natin yan. Parang album, ano yan, album cover ng mga, kung sa CD, naabutan nyo pa yun, yung mga album cover. And last but not the least, syempre, dapat alam nyo na yung launch date. Kahit pa paano. Okay, so punta na tayo sa podcast creation. Ano na bang nangyayari sa podcast creation, Chang? I am going to give you an overview of how your next, the next 14 to 30 days should look like. This is not set on stone. This still depends on the deliverability ng inyong mga kliyente. Pero overview lang para you have an idea kung ano nang ginagawa during this period. For example, ang timeline natin ay day 1 to 7. Makikita nyo dyan, apat lang yan. Pero you can stretch it ng 7 para hindi kayo ngarag. So una dapat, since sa prerequisite, di ba, nilagay ko doon yung show name, yung description, dapat alam na yan. And during at this time, naggagawa na kayo ng script for the trailer, the outro, and intro. You are also helping your clients or your prospects setting up the recording. Kasi maniwala kayo't hindi, meron pa rin mga ibang tao na hindi marunong mag-record. At hindi rin marunong mag-setup ng kanilang mga microphone. So these are the things that you should be doing in days 1 to 7. Episode creation and recording should also be done during this period. By the end of that day or that week, dapat yung 3 episodes ready for recording, if not recorded na. Sana. Now, for the timelines of days 8 to 14, now that the trailer, intro, and outro has been recorded, nagsisimula ka na mag-submit nito sa directories. And you also should be starting setting up your hosting. Dito yan nangyayari. Medyo, ano na to, crunch time na to. Kasi on top of the submission, you are also producing. You are editing and writing show notes. Now, stretch nyo again. Stretch nyo siya. Gawin nyo ulit na pitong araw ito. Huwag lang na apat. Lagay nyo rin yung, ano, yung social media or materials promotion. Lagay nyo din. Wherever it is applicable. Yung hindi kayo ma-stretch. So, lagay nyo rin yan dyan. And then, by the time, by towards the end of that week, dapat nakaschedule na lahat ng episodes. And you are reviewing all materials and platforms. Now, I know this is a bit stretch for a 14-day launch. However, if you did the prerequisites, madali na lang mangyari ito in 14 days. Now, if not, stretch again for another for 30 days. And syempre, after ng podcast creation, dapat mapapublish na. This is the time that you are going to triple check everything. Check all the assets. Make sure all episodes are uploaded to the hosting. Tama bang episode? Tamang show notes. Tamang oras ba? At tamang date. So, triple check everything. And then, promotion. Ito yung pinaka-crucial part of the launch. You need to do social share. Now, quick tip or hot tip, dapat you choose only one platform and then double down on that platform. If you feel that if your clients are mas active ang kanyang mga kanyang followers sa Facebook, double down on Facebook. If an Instagram, double down on Instagram. Now, second one is, if your clients have a guest, make it easy for the guest to share. Ayaw natin nahihirapan silang mag-share. And you also have to take into consideration that the guests that you have during that launch week, dapat ito yung mga power partners ng clients nyo. Yung maluwag sa loob nila na mag-share. And then, this is also the time that you will be asking for a shout-out from listeners, followers, and reviewers. Ngayon, ito yung parang a feeding frenzy ka. Ito yung parang kayo ng kliyente mo na wala kayong gagawin kung hindi mag-promote na mag-promote. So you are going to try all the ways to engage your audience and drive them back to the website as much as possible. Kung walang website, drive them to Apple Podcast for a rate and review. So that's when you are going to ask for ratings and reviews. Siyempre, alam ko, most probably, some of you are going to ask, is this possible for you? Chang, yung pinakita mo sa amin is how you and Se launched your podcast, your own podcast. You've been doing this for years. Posible ba ito para sa akin? Yes, posible ito. In fact, I have some example of the people, ng mga estudyante namin ni Se, who was able to launch it also in less than 30 days. In fact, yung isa nga, saktong 2 weeks. So, eto si Jepte Subagan. He's one of our students in the ValuePad mentoring program. He's from batch 3. And si kasama niya dyan, si Lamarge. Madami sila dyan na ginawa namin na magkaka-team. And they are able to launch the show of Carol Dewey in just 2 weeks. And they are all newbie. If I'm not mistaken, but as far as I know, newbie lahat itong mga to. Si Jepte is still working when he launched this show. So, posible, di ba? As long as you're going to follow yung proven process na. Then second is si Myla. Myla has been parang veteran when it comes to freelancing. Pero this is her first time to launch a podcast. Kung hindi nyo natatanong, sila yung nag-launch ng podcast ni Coach Neil Reichel, yung Million Dollar Filipino Freelancers. So, ayan. This is the time that we are doing the implementation project, month of May. Then second is si Yuan. She's not a first-timer, pero siya yung team leader nung mga group kung sino-sino yung mga nakapag-help mag-launch ng podcast ni Edward, yung The Dreamcatcher Quest. And last but not the least, si Ana Luz is really a newbie like any of you. This is her first time also to launch a podcast. This is a podcast by Coach Ian Santos and Coach Anda, Resilience in Leadership. So, ayan. Ayan lang ang posible sa inyo. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Kung may mga questions kayo, sagutin natin.
Oh my gosh, Chang. Alam mo, sobra. Thank you for that. Alam mo, kasi, di ba, I launched RevaPod and wala kaming ganyang timeline ni Anne. So, what more na binigyan na kayo ng gagawin ninyo for ganitong days. My gosh. So, palakpakan natin si Chang.
Ay, alam thank mo? You. Palakpakan natin rin yung mga mga nagtiis makinig sa akin.
Maraming salamat. Pero, eto, may nagtanong po si Nico. What was the biggest challenge you experienced sa podcast today?
Naku, syempre, yung rate. I think until now, no, hirap na, pinaka biggest challenge for me would be the rate. Alam naman natin na common knowledge yata sa mga international clients or prospects na kapag Filipino ka, the rate should not be yung not as competitive as our counterpart ng nasa ibang bansa. Pero yun dati yung isip ko na baka ganun nga kasi iniisip nila Pinoy ako kaya dapat ganito yung ano ko, yung tawag ko, yung charge ko. Pero I think in the ano yung throughout the years na intindihan ko na parang feeling ko ang mga client kasi they are not going to invest pag hindi talaga nila nakikita yung value. So yun yung pinaka biggest challenge ko, especially nung nag-start pa lang ako, is how do I really position myself na valuable para sa business ng ano ng client at hindi lang commoditize yung service na binibigay ko. Kasi risky eh, di ba? Risk investment yung gagawin niya sa akin. Tapos medyo yung rate is comparable sa ating mga counterpart international. So that's one of the biggest challenge na na-experience ko sa podcast VA.
Ayun. That's the reason din ba, Chang, why you chose to have a podcast yourself, para to host your own podcast?
Oo, kasi para ano, 'di ba? I would also know where they are coming from. Dahil ano, 'di ba, isang madaling magsalita na sasabihin namin na ganito, this is working. According sa Google, ganito yung nangyayari. Pero mas maganda kung na-experience mo siya, di ba? And then you can share also your experience kung ano ba yung nag-work, saan ba namin nakikita, how do we decide anong klaseng topic yung gagawin namin, paano ba magbasa ng analytics, yung ganon. Kaya, yung pagpa-podcast namin ni Seth, dumating na lang siya after na namin talaga ma-build yung community eh. Hindi namin siya inisip na dapat gawin nung una pa lang. Pero I think yung opportunity kasi ang dami na rin nagtatanong kung may podcast po ba kayo. Kasi biruin mo, nagtuturo ka tapos wala kang podcast, di ba? So yun yung ano ko, yun also one of the reason.
And I think din, Chang, it will help them as parang it will serve as their own portfolio, no? Kung meron silang sarili nilang podcast.
Oo, yan yung sinasabi namin ni Se, no? Usually, kapag may nagtatanong, paano po mag-i-start, baguhan pa lang talaga. Dalawa yung lagi naming sagot ni Se. It's either you look for someone who's willing to take you on as a newbie. Siguro, sure, ano, work for a short period of time for free. Siguro 2 weeks or 1 month, and that's okay. Or, if you don't wanna do that route, do it for yourself. Gawin mo. Yung, di magano ka. Halimbawa, for example, yung sa inyo, yung sa pag-BBA for real estate, paano ba dapat gagawin? Di syempre magre-reach out ka dun sa mga tao na feeling mo matutulungan mo lang with your money skill pa lang ngayon. So, yun, ganun lang.
I like it. Ngayon, Chang, medyo technical lang kasi di ba kanina nag-share ka, like, sabi mo, merong other countries like Chile. Chile yung pinakamataas eh, di ba? Mexico, China. Ito po bang mga country na to, or yung mga podcast na nando doon, are they also English speakers? Kasi syempre, kung mag-i-incheck sila, hindi ko alam kung paano ko puputulin yun.
Oo. Actually, not all, yung pinakita kong graph na yun is just the parang overview ng popularity ng podcasting. So, the opportunity there is not all of these people na coming from these countries are doing the podcast in their language. Like, for example, in my case, I have a client who is from Germany, but his podcast is in English. I have a client who is in Spain, but his podcast is in English. So yung ano, yung tawag dito, the opportunity, ano, hindi lang siya yung para sa mga English speaking na countries, kasi there are also some people in other na yung sa ibang bansa na gusto din nila yung global yung reach. Kaya they are going to do it in English din.
So, oh, ayun. I like it. Gusto ko yun. Kasi, oo nga naman, no, lahat tayo nag-iisip na puro US. Harap tayo ng client sa US, sa US. Pero meron naman pala talagang iba. Okay, I love that. Ito pa, Chang. So, anong masasuggest mo dun sa, kasi kanina, di ba, the prerequisite is for them to create their own podcast is to create a logo, ganyan-ganyan, the topic. Ano masasuggest mo dun sa mga, for sure meron yan dun sa mga nanonood na hindi makausad dahil di makaisip ng podcast name. yung mga matatamaan dyan, mag-comment kayo.
Oo. Actually, parang meron akong ano, hindi ko nadala yung kodigo ko eh. Pero merong mga formula dyan. Parang yung topic mo. For example, yung sa'yo, sa, ano bang title nung sa inyo?
Revapod.
Di ba parang, kasi yung Reva, it's a common, ano yan, common term sa real estate, di ba? Parang sa amin, podcast manager, parang podcast producer. So, common term yan. So, most likely, lahat ng mga nasa industry ng real estate, ano sila, makaka-resonate sila kung makikita nila yung Reva. Ngayon, pagka kasi sa name, don't make it cute talaga. Yung ano ba to, magpapa-cute ka dyan. Hindi ko masabi ng maayos. Pero ano, you make it like, ano, 3 to 5 words para digestible. Mas maikli. At saka siguro yung placing na rin pagdating sa mga podcast directories. Kasi pag sobrang haba, parang nakakat siya sa mga podcast directories. Pero if you make it short ng 3 to 5 words lang, mas ano siya, mas maganda siya. Meron pa akong mga formula na hindi ko nadala yung mga formula eh. Pero meron siyang ano, meron kayong susundan na formula, especially if you are going to do it ng business. Kung gagawin niyo siya for business, kasi like for example, yung kay Amy Porterfield, 'di ba, online marketing made easy. So ang topic niya is online marketing, 'di ba? Tapos dinagdagan niya lang ng made easy. Kung halimbawa, ako, ang topic ko, podcasting, edi ilalagay ko na lang doon, podcasting made easy. Diba, para ano siya, yung topic ko na andoon sa, ano, nandoon pa rin sa title. So, make it, ano, make it short, 3 to 5 words, and then make sure na yung mga titles would be the topics that your listeners or your target listeners will listen to. Ito, nakuha ko na, ano, isa pala sa pwedeng formula would be topic for tapos avatar. For example, sa'yo, real estate virtual assistants, real estate for aspiring virtual assistant. Parang ganun. Or kami naman ni Se, podcasting for moms.
Oh, okay.
'Di ba yung parang yung topic namin is podcasting, tapos kung sino yung avatar namin, which is moms. So parang ganun siya. Ganun yung mga pwede kong maano. Pero isa, case-to-case basis naman yan eh. Pero pinakamaganda dyan is you include your community pagka nagde-decide kayo. Halimbawa, may tatlo na kayong naisip na title. I-stories nyo or i-email nyo. Tanungin niyo yung ano niyo, audience niyo. Ano sa tingin mo, anong pinakamaganda na title? Kasi nag-iisip ako mag-podcast, ano bang pinakamaganda? Ito yung mga title na naisip namin. Anong pinakamaganda? Tapos sabihin mo na lang na pag pinakamaraming boto, magra-raffle kami, bibigyan namin ng prize yung mga nagboto. Yung parang ganun.
Oo,
so, ano lang rin para since may community na kayo, you include them for yung deciding ano pa talaga yung gusto nila. Parang ganyan.
I like it. May engagement. There you go. Pero, kasi saka ang dami mong nilagay kanina, di ba? Ilang oras ba typically per day ba kayo as a podcast manager, per project, per hour? Paano ba ang ano nga dyan?
Ayan. So, depende yan. Depende talaga sa ano. Sa usually, pag-launch, isa, ang ano ko talaga, parang ang setting ng proper expectation ko sa mga kliyente is I can do it in 30 days. I can launch your podcast in 30 days. Pero, kailangan susunod ka sa mga assignment. Kasi may weekly assignment. Dahil I cannot launch a podcast nang hindi kompleto. So, ako, nung nag-i-start ako, per ora ako talaga. Oras siya. So, for a launch, I think, kailangan ko talaga ng mga, ano, more or less mga 40 hours a month, 40 to 60 hours a month. Mga ganyan. Ganyang mga oras. Nung nag-i-start pa lang ako. Pero ngayon, nung eto na yung nandito na kami sa part na ganito ni Se, ano na siya, ang pagbilang ko is weeks. So, either 6 weeks or 12 weeks. Pero, ang proper, ang sinasabi ko talaga kay client is I can launch it in 30 days. Pero I need your participation, your weekly participation ng at least 2 hours per week. Kasi una, they have to do the recording and they also have, they also need to do the approval. Siyempre, pagka, di ba, magbibigay ako ng output, kailangan they are prompt in approving yung mga assets. Otherwise, madi-delay, di ba?
Yeah.
So, ganun siya. Either i-earn mo or per month. Ganyan. Or per weeks.
Oh, depende talaga siya. Are you there, Chang, kapag nagre-record sila? Kailangan present ka?
And, siguro may mga instances. May instances, lalo na yung ano, yung hindi nga ma-plug ng maayos yung mic. So, ano, ang ginagawa ko is, during that week, meron ding tech run. Kasi I teach them how to use the software. For example, yung Zencaster, kailangan turuan ko sila na kailangan i-change nyo yung microphones nyo, naka-attach ba yung ano. And then we are going to do like parang yung mga test recording. So, pero pagka yung magre-record na sila, kung hindi naman talaga sila, kung confident na silang magawa nila mag-isa, hindi na ako sumasama. Pero as much as possible, I allot yung dun sa during the launch week, I allot isang week na tutulungan ko sila for tech setup. Kasi is the reason din kung bakit ko ginagawa 'yon is para hindi ako mahirapan sa editing.
Yeah.
Kasi diba, ang hirap kasi pagka mag-e-edit ka tapos mali yung saksak niya, mali yung ano, or worse, walang tunog. Diba? So,
may mga ganyan bang scenario, Chang, na walang
tunog? Oo. Meron pa rin. May mga meron kasing mga clients talaga na medyo tech challenge sila. Kaya kung halimbawa, nakikita nyo na yung hirap nila when it comes to using yung mga software, I suggest kung sa Zoom nila gusto mag-record, sige sa Zoom na lang. Kasi parang kung mas madali for them to record sa Zoom, di-zoom nyo na lang. Basta turuan nyo lang sila ng proper setup doon sa yung settings. Yan.
Ang galing, ano? Pero I think doon ka nila mas ma-appreciate kasi talagang tulungan mo sila kahit doon sa technical stuff. Okay. Parang hindi ko lang siya ma-imagine siya kasi, alam mo yun, virtual tayo eh. Or baka wala lang talaga akong tiyaga na dito, ganyan, ganyan. Alam mo yun?
Oo. Siguro, meron... yan, hindi mo palang na-uncover, pero feeling ko pag nandun ka na sa ganung sitwasyon, you will also do whatever it takes para matulungan sila. Hindi palang napipresent sa'yo yung opportunity na ganun. Pero palagay ko, lahat tayo capable of yung extending ourselves to help others. So, ayun.
Tatak Pinoy. I love it. Ito na si Nico. How to target audience or client?
Halimbawa, how do I target my audience? I follow yung mga natutunan ko din sa mga mentors, syempre, na you do as much as possible na you make yourself visible talaga in one specific platform. Ganito, Nico, may isa ko natutunan kay Greg Hickman. Natutunan ko sa kanya yung principle ng 5 wants, wherein sinabi niya doon, isang avatar, tapos isang problem to solve, and then isang platform lang na ganun. Tapos, and then the fourth one, yung sinabi niya is yung one conversion mechanism. And then, the last one is you do it for 1 year. Di ba ang sakit? Yun lang yung gusto mong iserve. So, in my case, I was able to get my ano, isang avatar ko talaga are mga ano siya, book authors na B2B coaches siya or executive coaches. And then the problem that I'm solving para for them would be, kasi mga coaches ito, no? May mga member, particularly coaches na may membership. So, ang isi-solve kong problem is to increase the enrollment rate. And I do it by either managing their launching a podcast or managing a podcast or helping them get on other podcasts. So, yun yung ano ko, yun yung solution ko. And then, one way that I attract them is on LinkedIn. I do the cheerleading sa LinkedIn. I also, once in a while, nag-stop ako ngayong ano na to, ngayong month na to. And nagba-value post ako sa LinkedIn. And ano, naging habit ko talaga na mag-connect every day. At least I send at least 5 connections dun sa target market ko na sinabi kanina, yung mga book authors. And then syempre kapag ka nag ano na sila, yung nag-connect na sila sa akin, how will I make the connection ano fruitful? Syempre sa mga pagpo-post ko, I have to make sure na yung mga pino-post ko natutulungan sila, ganyan. And I also engage with their post. Nag-ano din ako, nagko-comment din ako. If I really wanted them to notice me, before they notice me, I should notice them muna. So I'm going to cheerlead, like ako ng ano, like ko muna yung mga ano nila, mga post, and then magbibigay din ako ng mindful comments sa comment section. That's how I do it. Pero syempre, pag newbie ka, medyo mahirap, di ba? Mahihiya ka, ganyan. Sasabihin mo, bakit kailangan kong gawin yan? Eh di ano, nung nag-start ako, how I target it is I just go to the ano online platform lang muna. Kasi wala kang ano, di ba? Wala kang confidence. Natatakot ka ma-reject. Nakakatakot ka mag-connect. Di ba isa nakakatakot mag-connect?
No.
So, in order for me to do that, kailangan talaga pagdaanan yung mga process kung saan ka mas komportable ngayon. Yung feeling mo, hindi ka nag-i-interrupt ng araw ng tao. Or kung feeling mo naman yung ibibigay mong tulong sa kanila through a post or through a DM is valuable. So, yan. Ganun ako mag-target. Naku, Nico, baka naguluhan ka lalo sa ano. Sa sinagot ko.
I think, Chang, last na tayo para you can promote your ano pa, socials, courses,
ayan.
What's the most in-demand daw po na industry now in podcast?
Industry, case-to-case basis yan eh. Pero ngayon talaga, malaki yung opportunity for the Web3 people, yung mga nasa Web3. Yan, malaki yung opportunity dyan. And also the SaaS, the SaaS industry, yung mga yan, and the B2B space. Pero not really, ano pa din, malaki pa din yung mga coaches. Malaki pa rin yung demand, yung industry for the coaching industry sa podcast. Usually talaga sila yung pinakamasipag magganyan, mag-podcast. Pero ngayon, ang nakikita ko talaga na mga industry na magbo-blossom into sa podcast, yung sinabi kong tatlo, yung Web3, the SaaS, and then the coaching industry.
There you go. Alright. Thank you, Chang.
Thank you.
So you can follow Chang on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Chang, yung Facebook group mo, kasi alam mo, ang daming, yung sa guides pa lang noon, nabusog na ako. So, for
sure. Thank you. Yano na nga eh, time for us to update it. Okay lang ba promote namin, Isa?
Yes po.
Ayan. So, kami ni Se, we have a very active community na ano siya, very supportive community. Punta lang po kayo sa Facebook and then search for Podcast VA School by ValuePod. Tapos, diretso agad kayo. Pagdating nyo doon, pag na-approve yung request nyo, diretso po agad kayo sa guide section. Sa guide section, marami na kayong pwedeng mapag-umpisahan. And then, every Saturday, we also do mga office hour around, parang twice a month, ginagawa namin ito ni Sema, 2 p.m. or 1 p.m. every Saturday. So, you can ask us anything at that moment or if you have any topic na gusto nyong i-discuss namin. Yun.
Yeah. Ayan. Ilagay ko guys sa comment section para hindi na kayo mahirapan.
Oo. At saka, ano ba to? Hindi ko na palalampasin. Isa, mamayang gabi, meron kaming...
Nakita ko yun. 7 p.m., di ba, Chang? Nakita ko yun.
Oo. Ano ba? Naku, hindi ko alam yung link. Ano siya? Punta lang kayo sa ValuePad Marketing. Sandaya, hanapin ko yung link. ang galing ko, hindi ko alam yung link. Ayun, valuepadmarketing.com/build-a-profitable-podcast. Build a profitable podcast production. Yan. So, punta lang kayo doon. At yung webinar will be today, later tonight, mga 7 p.m. po. Free na webinar po ito on how to build a profitable podcast production service from scratch. Yeah.
Ilalagay ko din yan, guys. Ito na.
Thank you. Thank you, Isa.
Yan, guys. Mag-join kayo dyan. 7 p.m. Pasok din ako. Libre na ka yan, Chang. Libre ba yan?
Libre. Oo.
Yan, tanong nila sa siyempre.
Free webinar po yan.
Thank you, Chang. Salamat.
Salamat. Salamat, Reva Babes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to RevaPod, the home of real estate virtual assistants. This has been your host, Alyssa. And if you enjoy the RevaPod episode for today, we'd love for you to follow us on Spotify. Thank you and see you on the next episode. Bye.